Welcome to another enlightening episode of the Mad Scientists Exposed radio show, part of the Freedomizer Radio Network. Yes, we trust science. It's just scientists we don't trust. Visit madscientists.exposed for many ways to listen or call in our live number at 319-527-6208. That's 319-527-6208. Press 1 to participate on the air. Again, that number is 319-527-6208. And now, here's our lead investigator, Suzanne.
Hi, so this is Suzanne with the Mad Scientists Exposed Show, and I want to thank you for tuning in on this busy Thanksgiving week. And, of course, I'm thankful for all you listeners, and I'm thankful for my family, and I'm thankful that the election went towards the side of freedom for the U.S. and not being ruled from afar. We have fought too many wars for the right to not be ruled by foreigners overseas, and so those are things that I'm thankful for. And so now we just have to rein in our own government and make sure it doesn't overreach its boundaries. It can get quite oppressive. We have things going on like the FDA getting pretty aggressive about food supplements. And we had the Codex Alimentarius headed our way for a while. And that seems to have fallen by the wayside with the TPP. At least I hope it did. We'll see with time. So I have some links that I've put up at the website, madscientists.exposed. I thought that I'd go through them. And recently we had a new plant that the FDA was considering banning. Again, I guess the DEA, that was kratom. That's it's not a marijuana. Or it's not a cannabis, but it's a popular herb that some people use instead of pharmaceuticals, which have such horrible side effects. It helps with pain and just mood and different searched up kratom news here. The public will be heard and the ban will not. Let's see what it says here. Takes a minute to bring up the article. Anyway, they had a public comment time for a while, and people spoke up. You know, the war on marijuana, the war on drugs that includes one of God's own plants, the cannabis plant or the hemp plant, it's gotten out of control. There's so many people in prison, and it's, of course, like alcohol, we can't have people driving under the influence, but, for golly Moses, it's helped so many, so many states are legalizing medical marijuana, and more states after that are now legalizing what they're calling recreational marijuana, except I wish they wouldn't call it recreational because it has a lot of industrial uses that aren't about getting high. It's great for fabrics. The mature wooden trunk of the tree is good for wood construction. Anyway, so from the Washington Post, well, this is just last month, so it's been a while since I've checked up on it. But the DEA is withdrawing a proposal to ban another plant after the internet got really mad. This is the Washington Post. The Drug Enforcement Administration is reversing a widely criticized decision that would have banned the use of kratom, a plant that researchers say could help mitigate the effects of the opioid epidemic. Citing the public outcry and a need to obtain more research, the DEA is withdrawing its notice of intent to ban the drug. It's not a drug. It's a plant. It's a plant. I make the distinction. A drug is something cooked up in a pharmaceutical lab of totally artificial ingredients, and it's a plant. Anyway, according to, so I would call it an herb, according to a preliminary document that will be posted to the Federal Register Thursday, so that would have been the week of October 12th. The move is quote-unquote shocking, according to John Hudak, who studies drug policy at the Brookings Institution. The DEA is not one to second-guess itself, no matter what the facts are. The DEA had announced in August that it planned to place kratom in Schedule 1 of the Controlled Substance Act, the most restrictive regulatory category, as soon as September 30th. Boy, that's not a heck of a lot of notice for people to change their lives. But since announcing their intent to ban kratom, the DEA has, quote, the DEA has received numerous comments from members of the public challenging the scheduling action. Acting Administrator Chuck Rosenberg wrote in the notice, requesting that the agency consider those comments and accompanying information before taking further action. A spokesman for the Drug Enforcement Agency did not immediately respond to requests for comments, I suppose they mean for this article. And then they have a link to another article, what it's like to be high on creative, according to the people who use it. I wasn't aware that it was anything you could get high on. The people I know use it for medical reasons. Anyway, kratom is a plant from Southeast Asia that's related to coffee. It contains a number of chemical compounds that produce effects similar to opiates when ingested. People who take it have said kratom helped them overcome addiction to opiates or alcohol and treat otherwise intractable pain. Researchers say that their work with kratom could eventually lead to the development of non-addictive alternatives to powerful opiate painkillers. Placing kratom in Schedule 1 would cripple researchers' ability to study the drug, they say. U.S. lawmakers were among the groups expressing their displeasure with the DEA's intent to ban kratom. Well, that's good. That's some good news out of lawmakers before even the turnover in January. A group of 51 U.S. representatives wrote to the DEA saying that DEA's move threatens, quote-unquote, threatens the transparency of the scheduling process and its responsiveness to the input of both citizens and the scientific community, unquote. Another group of 9 senators said the DEA's, quote, use of this emergency authority for a natural substance is unprecedented, unquote, and urged the administration to reconsider. Well, maybe this will set a precedent for cannabis and get this off the target list. The DEA will now open up a period for public comment until December 1st of this year. It is also asking the FDA to expedite, quote, scientific and medical evaluation and scheduling recommendation, unquote, for the active chemical compounds in kratom. You know, so you got to go get a prescription to grow a plant. Come on. You know, we've been down this road. It's a burden on society. Anyway. I mean, why don't they go out and regulate oleander? I mean, you fall into a bush of that, and it's poison. People have died of that. So they don't regulate oleander. It grows everywhere. It's a ornamental in the Southwest here. It's all over the Phoenix area, all over the Tucson area. Beautiful flowers. That's why it's so popular as an ornamental. That they're not regulating oleander. Anyway, it goes on. At the close of the comment period, a number of things could happen. The DEA could decide to permanently place the plant in a schedule of the Controlled Substances Act, which would require an additional period for lawmakers and the public to weigh in. It could also decide to temporarily schedule kratom, which would not require any additional comment. It could also decide to leave kratom unregulated. Yeah, why don't you do that? Anyway, then they have a link to another article. Police arrest more people for marijuana use than for all violent crimes combined. See, this is the point. Why do we want to send the police scrambling to arrest kratom people who use kratom? I mean, I don't see it driving the crime rate in the country. You know, who is it threatening? Why do they have to regulate it? Anyway, advocates for kratom use who say the plant has helped them treat pain and stop taking more powerful and deadly opiate painkillers said they are elated. I'm in tears, Susan Ash of the American Kratom Association said in an email. Our voices are being heard, but we still have a long road ahead of us. Yeah, it sounds like it. Lawmakers who criticized the initial announcement to ban kratom are also pleased. Quote, concerned citizens across the country have made it clear they want the DEA to listen and to listen to the science when it comes to the potentially life-saving properties of kratom, unquote, said Mark Hocan, Democrat of Wisconsin, in an email. A Democrat on the side of not regulating, not oppressing people? Wow. Researchers are welcoming the move, but they point out that the future of their work with the plant is an uncertain one. Quote, it's certainly a positive development, unquote, said Andrew Krugel of Columbia University in an email. Krugel is one of the researchers working to develop next-generation painkillers based on compounds contained in kratom. Why do they have to, I guess they don't want, I guess they want to pillify it. I don't know. Krugel says that the FDA's evaluation of the drug will carry a lot of weight in the DEA's decision. But the kind of rigorous controlled trials that the FDA typically refers to in situations like this simply don't exist for kratom. Quote, unfortunately, in the United States, I don't think we have a good regulatory framework for handling this situation or taking perhaps more reasonable middle paths, unquote, between banning the drug outright or keeping it unregulated, Pruill says. Why can't they just leave it alone? Still, he says, quote, the FDA is a scientific agency rather than a law enforcement agency. Why do they have a police force on it? So I am encouraged that they will now be having more serious input policy decision, unquote. I'm too cynical by far. So please excuse my commentary as we go. Anyway, Mark Swager, a clinical psychologist at the University of Rochester Medical Center, who has published research on kratom use and earlier called the decision to ban the plant, quote unquote, insane, said in an email that, quote, I'm happy to see this. It is a step in the right direction and a credit to people who have spoken out against scheduling this plant. He's totally against scheduling it, too. That's good. He added, now, quote, now the government should take into account not just the minimal available scientific data on kratom, but the broader impact that criminalizing the use of this plant will have on vulnerable citizens. Yeah, we can stop arresting grandpas growing it in their yard. So that was the Washington Post, October 12th, and I think that's pretty nice that at least, you know, we can all get in there and give more more commentary until December 1st. That's pretty soon. That's a week away. Oh, man. Let me see if I can find a link for it. I'll put it on the webpage, madscientist.exposed. Drawal of notice of intent to temporarily place Mitcher Dining and 7-Height, I can't even read this, into Schedule 1. Well, it says this document has a comment period ending in 9 days. And it's already got 6,500 comments on it. So this appears to be the correct one, but they gave it the chemical name at the top of it. That makes it hard to search. I wonder if the name is in it. Yeah, the word kratom is on the page. It's K-R-A-T-O-M. If you want to search on it. Summary, on August 31st, the Drug Enforcement Agency, the DEA, published the Federal Register in the Federal Register a notice of intent to temporarily place a big long chemical name, which are the main psychoactive constituents of the plant, a big long Latin name, also referred to as kratom, into Schedule 1, pursuant to the temporary scheduling provision, blah, 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 blah. So this is the correct, and I'll put that on the website. And so there is, they've given it a reprieve. They're taking more comments. There are already 6,500 comments there. So if you are familiar with benefits, harm, or adverse reactions of kratom, certainly you want to get in there and state your position on this plant. And, you know, after all these decades of the war on cannabis and hemp, even the types of it that don't have the psychoactive effect that are just the pain thing, that we have to go through all this state-by-state referendums and stave off the federal government and all this and all these people in jail, enough is enough. You know, I think just like alcohol, we need to have a way to measure who's impaired and who's not behind the driving, behind the wheel of the car, and then the rest of it, just leave it alone. So anyway, so those are my thoughts on the kratom. And we have also the homepage of the Codex Alimentarius. And because there's, you know, this isn't just the only herb out there. There's all kinds of herbs out there. And if this hyper-regulation comes at us, everything will be regulated. And, you know, you'll be forced to go to Western medicine and its concoctions of chemicals with horrible side effects rather than find your own herbal way. You can't advertise. There's a lot of health benefits about walnuts and cherries and all this. And if you place those on the packages of regular vegetables and plants and things in the grocery store, then it becomes a drug just by labeling it, and they come after you. So recent Codex standards, nutritional labeling. Let's see what it says. This is FAO.org, the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations, and it has also has the World Health Organization logo on it. So Codex Alimentarius, Guidelines in Nutritional Labeling, adopted 1985. Yeah, it goes back to the 60s. Purpose of the guidelines, to ensure that nutrition labeling is effective, to provide the consumer with information about a food so that a wise choice of food can be made. In providing a means for, well, I don't have to read you this whole PDF document, but it's not the rule of law over the United States yet, but I know that they're coming for us. Certainly, if the TPP were to get through, and you know, there's been a lot of discussion about the executive order that Obama signed a couple of weeks ago, and there's been a lot of speculation on the social media that this is so he can mandate vaccines. Coordination with other countries. And it, while that executive order doesn't mention vaccines anywhere, it does mention coordinating all our different health agencies with each other and with those of other countries. It's just all holding hands together. So when one trips the trigger for outlawing, vaccine refusal or outlawing this supplement or that supplement, you know, whether it's an herb or a food, and when I think there's a fuzzy line between herbs and foods, because there are people who cure their own arthritis with certain minerals, so they'll do it with certain foods, certain vegetables. Certainly you need vitamin D and sunlight to help your body regulate where the calcium goes in your body, and it goes on and on. So, so once everybody's holding hands, then the elite at the very top can just tip over the first domino, and the whole world can have their vitamin D restricted and their vitamin C restricted. And, you know, if they could outlaw sunlight, they would, because it's not about health. It's about controlling you. And there are these elites at the top. They consider us all their herd of cattle, and they just get off on regulating other people. And yeah, I was watching some coverage on the climate conference that was going on in Marrakesh this past week, and they would not let in any climate change skeptics in the press in there. They picked and choosed which press was allowed in, and they ran from cameras when people tried to ask them questions, and it was pretty sad. You know, these elitists are above it all. You know, they build this city in the burning hot, you know, temporary city in the burning hot Marrakesh desert with all their air conditioning, all their chauffeur driven limousines all sat in the parking lot, keeping their engines running so that the air conditioning was always ready for the dignitaries to come out. And the line of buses, they just sat and idled all day long, waiting for their dignitaries to come and go and be chauffeured, and they're gonna lecture and regulate us on all of this. And it's the same for this food thing, because there's a lot of plants out there that have not been identified yet as to food. There's more species out there than we can shake a stick at, and yes, they are promoting some foods that most Americans haven't really heard of, but they are happily grown and eaten, like in Africa, and one of them is moringa, and there's some really good documentaries on YouTube about moringa, and that's a tree that all parts of the tree are edible and highly nutritious, and because they are so nutritious, it does actually cure some diseases. But you can't say that, you just have to say it's nutritious. Anyway, yeah, so there's moringa, kratom, hemp, all this exotic stuff, but suppose you just want you get your calcium from your spinach. You're not supposed to say that. Anyway, I think I should take a quick commercial break here and organize some more thoughts. And so I'll be back in just a couple of minutes here.
Please learn more about Freedomizer Radio by going to freedomizerradio.com and also Facebook us right at freedomizerradio.com. Catch you there.
Did you know most Americans know nothing or very little about the legal system? I am the Rose Colombo, longtime legal activist, legal coach, legal advocate, and the author of Fight Back Legal Abuse, Irwin Award winner, and also my latest political satire, Obamacare Dinosaurs, Rednecks, and Radicals, a political satire exposing the evil agendas of Obamacare and redistribution of wealth that leaves you with a thought-provoking ending. Will mankind survive, or will the U.S. natural-born citizen become extinct? It's available at Amazon.com. You can also visit my website at www.fightbacklegalabuse.com for more information. So order your copy today and empower yourself with knowledge before injustices come knocking on your back door unexpectedly.
Vaccines are required for students, employees, immigrants, military members, and international travel. Do you know how to legally avoid them? This is vaccine rights attorney and Freedomizer radio host Alan Phillips. My vaccine exemption ebook can help you avoid the mistakes that have cost others their exemption rights. Get the authoritative guide to vaccine legal exemptions, an ebook available at freedomizerradio.com and vaccinerights.com.
Let freedom ring throughout the land.
Call in our live number at 319-527-6208. That's 319-527-6208. Press 1 to participate on the air.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
So we're back, and the number to call in and join the show is 319-527-6208, 319-527-6208, and you can listen at that number or dial 1, and I'll see you come up. And yes, we have a caller, and everybody else call too, and we can have you all on at once, and or you can have your say and stay on with us or not. So give us a call. So hi, I know this number.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you, Suzanne?
Okay, how are you? How you doing?
To your show,
yeah, I know you're
pleasure.
Mr. Herbal, right? You're Mr. Herbal.
Yeah.
You're somebody that's, you know, you've told me stories about what you know, success you've had with herbs and stuff. Do you have any for us?
Well, in many years of using herbs of all kinds, including a few herbs that I've smoked, you know, in the dim past of my college days, I had never heard of kratom, K-R-A-T-O-M, and it's just mind-boggling because I immediately looked it up here. But you know what I did? A funny thing. The first thing I looked up was kratom effects. I did that on Google. And what I got was, what it could make a person sick to their stomach, it could have digestive upsets, they could throw up, you know, whatever. And I thought, wait a second, why are they just giving me these bad things? Well, that's, I think, Google. I think Google must be siding with the bad guys, you know. So what I did is, instead, I looked up kratom benefits, right? Kratom benefits.
Yeah.
I got a completely different list. Listen. This first one is kratom.la, whatever. What is kratom? In smaller doses, I don't know what smaller doses than what, but it says, in smaller doses, kratom is known to cause pain relief, produce stimulation, mental acuity, a heightened desire to work. Now, where have you ever heard of anything that would, yes, a heightened desire to work, W-O-R-K. That's amazing to me. Extended energy.
No wonder they want to ban it.
Well, I don't know why somebody would be so stupid. Oh, you mean because they want to turn us all into wage slaves or something that are, you know.
Yeah, well, if you listen to Alex Jones, they want us all poor, you know, poor slaves. Yeah, they're all on the public dole and all this stuff.
There's more. Extended energy,
okay.
Fatigue relief, increased focus, increased social and communication skills, relief from depression and anxiety,
cow.
And a feeling of euphoria. Then the next guy is www.organicfacts.net, health benefits of kratom leaves, and it says some of the most interesting health benefits of kratom leaves include their ability to lower blood pressure, relieve pain, boost metabolism, increase sexual energy, improve the immune system, prevent diabetes, ease anxiety, help with addiction, eliminate stress, and induce healthy sleep. I don't hear – why the hell would anybody in the government or anywhere else want to ban a substance that has all of those possibilities? I mean, that sounds like a wonder drug, you know?
It sounds like it's going to put Big Pharma out of business, so they want to get in there, be the ones
maybe
to regulate it.
Do you think that's what it is? Do you think it would put pharma out of business? That's amazing.
Well, that's certainly people amazing. That are – if people are using it to get off of opiates, so of course.
Yeah.
They're taking a hit. They're taking a hit now that the word about this is getting out. I've never heard of it before just a couple of months ago when in August when they announced the plan to regulate it. And the show that comes on after mine, Proof Negative, they were talking about it quite a bit. And so I started looking it up and all this. And, you know, I don't – other than you know, the people I share the station with, I don't know anybody else in my life right now that's taking Kratom. Mm-hmm. But I do know, you know, a small child with a horrible seizure ailment that cannabis is helping quite a bit. You know, the non-psychoactive cannabis. Yeah, it's helping her quite a bit regulate the seizures that she's had her whole life. Now, her seizures were not vaccine related. She actually has some genetic thing going on, and they've measured it. And you know, she and her brothers are all not vaccinated, and she has a brand new sister right now too. So that's kind of sweet. But so that family is on to the whole vaccine thing. So that's not where her seizures come from, but the cannabis has been helping her anyway.
Well, that's great.
So I had,
and you know, they're not going to.
Kratom is wonderful. Sounds wonderful.
Yeah, they're not going to run out of this kratom because it's a tree native to Southeast Asia. In the wild, the trees grow higher than 60 feet and wider than 15 feet, and so they're huge trees. Has a very tropical appearance and grows in wet or marshy areas of Southeast Asia, including Thailand, Malaysia, Borneo, and New Guinea. So it's throughout that whole area. It produces round, yellowish flower pods that contain up to 50 seeds. And this was first mentioned in the early 19th century by a Dutch botanist. And he named the tree, it's a historically used remedy in Thailand. It was used as a cure-all for various physical and mental ailments. Well, I guess so, huh?
I like it.
I guess so when you look at all the benefits of it.
Yeah, so if you want to... I'm just Googling up. I know the last time I looked, a kratom tree is about $60 for a very small one.
Really?
Kratom plants for sale,
growing
and harvesting.
Uh-huh.
Right now,
yes.
You might have to chop it down in a couple of months if they come after you. Kratom plants for sale, growing, you know, but getting while the getting's good, you know. I don't know.
They don't want people to be very strong or very healthy. Typically, kratom is used by laborers. Typically, kratom is used by laborers or farmers who use its leaves on the tree for energy while working. Let me see.
There's multiple strains.
Coffee in the morning. Yeah, the same way.
When you go to buy it, they ask which strain you want. A pick me up, yes.
Which what?
Well, they're
what?
When you go to buy it, they ask which strain you want. Because they ask which effect you want.
There's
different effects have different strains. Different strains have different effects.
I was on
yeah.
a page that showed different star ratings, like different star ratings. 5 for euphoria and 4 for, mood improvement, or 3 for being more work, wanting to work or something. And then different strains have different star ratings for that. There's about 3 or 4. Yeah, I was on that page. But watch out for a page that says benefits and, good and bad effects of kratom, because I got on that page and then it was hijacked, like a pop-up came up that I couldn't get rid of, and I had to delete the whole thing. So there's one bad page there.
Wow.
Gee.
Let's see. Well, you can buy... That's a book on kratom.
Today, most
people
can openly... I am sorry, we're talking over... Today, most people can openly grow and possess kratom without fear of punishment. However, as countries prohibit or outlaw kratom, the qualities and quantity control are severely damaged. Right now, it is easy to buy powdered kratom leaf for medicinal purposes without fear of it being tainted with other substances. However, if kratom were to be outlawed in more countries, then the black market would put this to an end, as is always the case with black market goods.
Yeah.
They would have to... People would have to fear buying something that's not kratom at all, or perhaps even something that's poisonous or deadly. So regulation would be a bad thing for it. Ah, what a shame. It has so many interesting effects.
Yeah. There's so many different...
Did you find a good site about it?
Well, I went to a site that said, buy your seeds here, uh-huh. and then all they're giving me is the powdered. And there's 15 different varieties of it. I know. Because,
okay.
When I started hearing about moringa, it's like I planted some moringa seeds, and I have these three tall moringa plants now that need to go in the ground. But let's see, sale of powder, 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 powder. Give me some seeds. Well, I don't know. I'd take some, there's probably been a run on it since this FDA has been getting so spooky about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's several different colors, red vein, green vein, red kratom, green kratom, white kratom, beginner's pack. I don't know. But these are all powders, and I'm looking for the seeds, and they're not giving it to me.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Well, it'll take some Googling.
What I'm reading is telling me that it is drug dealers that are mixing kratom with some other chemicals, drugs, or whatever, and then saying that it gives you a high. It says kratom does not really give you any kind of high at all. It is no stronger than coffee in the mildness of its effects. So, anybody who's touting it or promoting it as like a drug is probably ripping you off and mixing it with something that's very bad. So one thing that's unusual is kratom produces calming effects, but also stimulating effects at the same time. I can't quite get my mind to wrap around that idea, that kratom produces calming effects, but also stimulating effects at the same time. That seems kind of odd to me.
Maybe that's the focusing effect they're talking about. Or maybe it's a different, there's so many different strains of it. Maybe one strain does one and another strain does another. So which kratom strain is best for you? This site is asking me which one I'm looking to buy. Desired effects, promote relaxation. It looks like a drop-down list, but you can't drop it down. Yeah.
Oh, can't drop it down?
Well, so
that's too bad.
Research. Yeah.
That's just, driving while using kratom. The author here says
maybe
that driving while using kratom is never a problem. It's nothing like alcohol. Somebody that's eaten some kratom and then drives, it will have about as much effect as driving as one cup of coffee might have. So it's not something.
Well, I drive on coffee all the time. Well, and it's related to the coffee plant, isn't it? Didn't they say that?
Yeah.
It's related to the coffee plant.
People use kratom for many reasons, ranging from treating depression, anxiety, fatigue, chronic pain, migraines, etc. Well, I don't have too many of those, but I know I've met people that have persistent depression that is so throws them totally off the track. They can't even work. They can't even go to work because of the depression. So kratom evidently will treat the depression, also make them want to go to work.
That's funny. So I'm looking to see what I can find on. I know you can get hemp oil on Amazon, so I was looking to see if I could get. Oh, they give me every seed
so
you can find.
While you're looking at that, here's a quote. I personally have used every antidepressant under the sun, and none worked, and the side effects were all too severe for me to deal with. Kratom, however, essentially cured my depression when used on a regular basis in small amounts. Kratom has also been used by many people as a cure for addiction to various drugs, even including hardcore illegal drugs. The benefits of kratom are vast indeed.
Wow. Well, that's why they want to get them in the... The story is that Big Pharma is profiting on both ends of this deal. They get people hooked with legal prescriptions, and then when the prescriptions run out, the Big Pharma actually has their hand in the illegal opiate. Having something that will cure an addiction is not good for Big Pharma business. And they just need to face the fact that they need to find an honest line of work. To change industries, find something that will really help people and not this. Let's see. Perhaps the first thing that comes to mind, I found an article. Let's build a greenhouse. From what I have learned, kratom trees started from seeds just don't do all that well, even in a specifically controlled environment. On top of that dilemma, kratom seeds only remain viable for a very short period of time, even if you had the money for a Far East adventure and brought some of these seeds. By the time you get home, it would probably be too late for you to grow a usable crop. So I guess it must be a very fragile plant. Must be a very fragile plant. I know I've ordered moringa seeds and planted those and gotten some nice big trees out of it. But, you know, it's a tropical plant. And, yes, I live in the Phoenix area, and it gets really hot here, but it's also very dry here.
But it's not swampy. Yeah, it says it likes the swamp.
It's not swampy.
It might grow in Chandler. I can imagine it in one of those, next to one of those lakes in Chandler. Chandler is filled with lakes and ponds, you know.
It says kratom loves warm tropical breezes and even swamp-like environments. So naturally growing kratom from seeds outdoors is a problem for a vast majority of the civilized world. So it's a fragile plant. So maybe we should just worry about the herb trade on that.
I would like to find out more about this. There's so many people that are depressed. And there's probably an equal amount of people that are suffering from pain of some kind, from some kind of chronic condition, or, you know, let's say they're dealing with cancer or something, or some other thing that's knocking them flat, you know, and they've experienced pain. Here's another testimony. A woman was given dangerous pharmaceuticals to treat her opiate addiction that she took for pain, and she said that the withdrawal from the pain relievers was worse for the pharmaceutical than it was for morphine, which she had been previously addicted to. It was harder to get off the pharmaceuticals from Big Pharma than it was to get off of morphine. She wasn't able to work or pay her bills. She wasn't able to work or pay her bills, and then she accidentally stumbled upon this leaf from a tree called kratom. She was curious and desperate to try anything, and after using it only a few weeks, she was totally cured of her addiction to pharmaceutical drugs. And after a few weeks more, she went back to work, spent time with her children, and lived her life normally. She trusted her doctor, but that trust was misplaced as he simply gave her a drug even more addicting than what she was already addicted to. She suffered in silence for years, until finally discovering the benefits of kratom. She is currently 100% drug-free and uses kratom just a few times a month, as a natural remedy to treat her PTSD. Now her daughters have a mother again, and now this woman has her life back. What is a PTSD?
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Oh,
so she's had a trauma in her life, and she has flashbacks.
Must have been. Yeah.
Or whatever. I mean, I don't know what all the symptoms of that are.
Absolutely amazing to me. Absolutely amazing to me that actually there's another one about a guy who was addicted to Vicodin due to chronic pain at the age of 18, and another one who was had chronic pain due to an injury, and what did they get? They got some other crappy thing. So anyway, there's a lot of testimonies in this site. I recommend this site very highly, but I'm not going to keep reading from it because there's just
What is it?
Redice. Believe it or not, it's called Redice. REDICE.TV. Redice.TV. And it's white on black. In other words, the thing is white on black. And it has a picture of kratom, the herb, the powder. It looks like just some normal herb. And a leaf.
Is that the only issue it covers on there?
I don't know. Let me see. There's quite a bit on the page. I'm scrolling down. Tune in to radio 340. Oh, there's a radio thing on this, I guess. Wow. There's some
spelling
there's some radio shows.
Okay.
And there's comments. There's, yeah. And let me see.
Okay. So I searched herbal book with kratom. The miracle healing herb. So this is, they have, I guess they've been covering it quite a bit. So I'll put a link.
Yeah, it's quite a long page, it looks like. There's quite a bit on here.
Yeah, there's other herbs other ailments.
Now, you would swear that they're selling this, but I don't see anything about, they're not trying to sell it on here. They're just, so it's redice.tv. That's a pretty short address.
Yeah.
Let's see what
happens. You have to search within it for these, because they cover other issues.
Oh. Hey, if you click on it, it expands into something, kratom, the miracle healing herb. So if you click on that red ice, then it'll expand to a longer, email address. I mean, a site address.
Yeah, I have the link now on, I just got to spell it right here. I have the link now on Mad Scientist Dot Exposed.
Yeah,
that's amazing that you look up effects of kratom and Google gives you all this dire stuff, and then you look up the benefits of kratom and you get this wonderful list. That's hilarious.
Kratom sounds like
just
it's safer
than
marijuana, because marijuana can produce visionary experiences. It's a psychedelic.
Well, some of those are being tainted, like you said. Some of the modern marijuanas, those are being tainted too. Alex Jones said somebody gave him some that knocked him on his future, because the criminals are messing with the actual formulation.
Oh yeah.
So, but there's all kinds of different herbal things.
Have you considered that maybe the marijuana that they're getting from people that have marijuana cards, that can get them legally. Those might have something in there that's been either cultivated or added that makes them more giddy and more happy and more joking.
The medical marijuana people, a lot of them don't buy the versions of it that are psychoactive. I know this child that I know. I mean, they don't have psychoactive, other than suppressing her seizures. I mean, she's not getting high. What is she, 10 years old? Her parents wouldn't give her something like that.
No, not to get high, no.
No. So, there are. So I just Googled up oleander, to see if they regulate oleander. Oleander effects. It can cause a burning sensation in the mouth, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, weakness, headache, stomach pain, serious heart problems, and many other side effects. Taking the oleander leaf, tea or seed, has led to deadly poisonings. So oleander is deadly, but it's not regulated anywhere. It's widely planted as an ornamental, but if you fall on it, you can die. And so I Googled up oleander regulation, and how far away from sewer lines should you plant your oleander? Role of a big, long chemical name in the regulation of body functions. What is this?
Part
4 of poisonous plants throughout the United States. 10 book of...
If they want to ban poisonous plants,
that it's illegal.
Start with oleander.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're all concerned about this Malaysian, you know, Far East plant, you know, kratom that is too hard to even grow in the United States. And
there's oleander.
But they're not legally regulating oleander. Well, I guess because people wouldn't want to take it, but, you know, you never know.
Suzanne, in California, yeah. In California, I've seen it along roadways and even freeways. And what they do is they plant, there's two kinds I know that have white blossoms. Another one has pink blossoms. So they alternate them, white, pink, what, for miles of
oleander. There's purple, and there's fuchsia. And it's a very pretty plant, you know.
Yeah.
It's pretty, but,
don't let any kids get into it. I mean, scrambling into it and pulling the leaves off.
It's commonly known as poisonous, so people don't take it.
Huh.
But I just think it's funny, you know. Well, why would they go after this kratom stuff that is so hard to even grow here, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Exactly. Well, it's, yeah,
I don't know. Now, there's other, we have the herbal supplemental industries out there that are making capsules of various plant powders. You can get moringa in capsules. And moringa is really just a nutritional thing. It doesn't really, I don't think it's really used for nutrition for medicine, other than solving things that are nutritional problems. Now, there are people that claim, it cures cancer. Well, yeah, because cancer can be considered in some cases a nutritional deficiency.
Yeah.
If your body had the tools that it needed to heal itself, it would. And as soon as you give your body the tools to heal itself, it does. So, I don't know. I'm very wary of all this legal stuff coming at us. Yes.
Hey, Suzanne, why don't they ban oleander? Two toddlers die from oleander poisoning, coroner says. Two El Segundo toddlers, this was in the LA Times. Two El Segundo toddlers were found dead. This was in 2000. It's the first story that popped up. Two El Segundo toddlers found dead in their beds last spring were poisoned by oleander leaves from a neighbor's yard that they picked and ate, coroner's officials said Tuesday. The case of Alexei and Peter Wiltsy, ages 2 and 3, represents the first confirmed accidental deaths by oleander poisoning in county history, said coroner spokesman Scott Carrier. Oleander, which grows commonly in backyards, public parks, and long side streets throughout California, can cause death in cases when a substance called oleandrosin is absorbed into the bloodstream, causing abnormal heartbeats and eventually proving toxic to the heart. He said autopsies found no evidence of trauma to either boy, and test results showed the presence of oleandrin in the boy's stomachs, urine, and bloodstreams, he said. The results gave little solace to Shirley Wiltsy, who with her husband Tom brought the boys to California from a Siberian orphanage in September. Oh, my God. They brought them over from a Siberian orphanage. Quote, "For me, the biggest consolation is they didn't suffer," she said. "They went to sleep and didn't wake up, and now the boys are up in heaven with God," unquote. News of the deaths panicked some homeowners and school officials, who have flooded county officials and poison control centers with calls asking if they should eradicate oleander from backyards and school playgrounds, officials said. County officials sought to calm community fears that the thousands of oleander plants in and around Los Angeles pose a public health threat. "Normal children don't go out and eat oleander," said Dr. Richard Clark, a medical
doctor. These weren't normal children? What, do these children come over from the orphanage with a nutritional deficiency? So, I mean, there is an ailment of children who eat weird things that they shouldn't be eating. They'll pick up anything and eat it. And I think that comes from the nutritional thing.
Yeah.
Well, maybe even if they weren't hungry, their body isn't regulating itself somehow. I don't know.
So this guy who's also the executive director of the California Poison Control Center said, even if they did eat it, they would either gag on the bitter plants or vomit it. There's not a single other case in literature I know of people eating oleander leaves and dying. So anyway,
Now he's got two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just amazing that these kids ate it. I would never expect this to happen again. Duh. You got tens of thousands
That's
of these
bad.
Plants around. Yeah. Coroner's officials speculated that the boys might have suffered from pica, PICA, a little known
condition that
sometimes afflicts malnourished children, causing them to compulsively eat dirt, paint chips, and other non-food substances. The boys, who were not biological brothers, were small and malnourished when they arrived from Siberia, but their pediatrician found no evidence that the two boys had pica. He said,
No evidence? No evidence? This was the first incidence of it?
Exactly.
I mean, what else explains it? What else explains it?
I don't, that explains it to me. So they said that the boys who walked by the oleander bushes every day to either school or park, the bushes must have looked to them like, quote, like a big salad, unquote. They were hungry in Russia. Once they were here, I couldn't believe how, oh, this must be the mother. This must be the mother talking. Once they were here, I couldn't believe how much they could eat. They would polish everything off as though, if something fell on the floor, they would go right after it, unquote. So what's the adoptive mother speaking, the adoptive mother?
Yeah.
Brother, you think maybe she wasn't giving them enough food?
She was.
So there is danger in oleander. I was told that as a child. We had oleander bushes in front of the house along this long driveway, and I distinctly remember my mom saying, "Don't touch that. Don't eat that. You know, that is poison. You know, you tell a kid it's poison, and usually they won't touch it. You know."
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's more of the biography. So that's in articles, LA Times. Two toddlers died from oleander poison. I wonder if there's any more since then. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's terrible, terrible. It could kill somebody.
Yeah, so I guess they only want to regulate kratom because it's beneficial. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So didn't you have a friend that was taking some herbs that helped his blood pressure? It wasn't kratom, though. He's got a capsulated thing, right? That he was telling you he was going to lose his job over blood pressure and his diabetes and all that.
Yes, I have a friend or a client. I guess he started as a client. Now he's a friend who's been a operator of a New York subway train for more than 30 years, and he developed some high blood pressure. He eventually found that he had diabetes. And the way that he treated the high, well, first of all, the doctor prescribed three meds that they wanted him to take. Unfortunately, the side effects from the meds, which I looked up for him and then I told him about it, the side effects were nausea and diarrhea and joint pains and finally dizziness. Dizziness probably the worst. Well, the diarrhea and the nausea wasn't as bad, but the dizziness would have kept him from work. He could not safely, you know, operate a subway train if he's getting dizzy.
Yeah.
So anyway, he went to a shop that was like a supplement place, a vitamin shop. As a matter of fact, it was called the Vitamin Shop, SHOPPE. And they had something called Pressure Low, Pressure Low, PRESSURLO. And I think there's like two pills per meal or something. And he reported that he had almost immediate relief with the blood pressure, because he had the blood pressure cuff, you know, or whatever. And so he was trying to, within about 2 or 3 days, his blood pressure went down about 20 points or so, you know, and then another 10. And he kept it up. And then the next time that he went to see the doctor, the doctor said, wow, you know, that's better than I expected. And of course, the doctor thought that he was taking the three blood pressure pills, the three pharmaceuticals. But you see, the thing is, I shouldn't tell stories on him, I guess. But the point is that he did not. He stopped taking them after a few days because he felt the side effects. He couldn't stand the side effects of the pharmaceutical drugs that the doctor gave him. So all he was taking was this supplement, and the supplement totally fooled the doctor into thinking that he was getting even better than he should have. Taking the pharmaceuticals, and he's still taking them today, and that was about 3 years ago. So he's kept his blood pressure down. He still has his job about 3 years later. Yeah, he's kind of brave. He's kind of brave in a way for doing that, because I think most people are lemmings, you know, they'll are sheep, you know, they're sheeple. They'll go along with whatever the authority says. Authority says, here, take these three pills every day. You better do it, you know, or something bad will happen. And they take the three pills, and they don't look into substitutes, safer substitutes, herbal. Now, these things are all, there's vitamins and herbs in there. There's vitamins and herbs, but I can't tell you offhand what
and
it is.
And there's minerals.
To me there's,
yeah, I just minerals. Looked it up, and Amazon has a big, long ingredient list for this pressure low.
Pressure low? Oh.
Yeah, but cool. it's minerals. It's minerals and
there's the last 10 or 12 things on that list have no minimum daily requirement. So it's speculative, you know, how much you really need in your diet. And one of them they throw in there is supposed to be, that I think is the powerhouse that really drives this supplement, and I don't remember what it is. It's one of the added ingredients, you know, that's in there.
Yeah, it's got selenium in it, which I know Alex Jones really touts selenium. All Americans are low on selenium, and so that's part of the digest. The nutritional stuff. So I think it's wow. So I'm glad he got to keep his job.
Enough to keep his job, yeah. And he's been.
Yeah.
It's a good job. It's a good job. It brings home the bacon, you know. And he lives.
Yeah.
He's one of these guys that lives to work. He must have been taking that other stuff. What you call it? I believe it or not, I've forgotten the name already. Kratom or what was it? Kratom.
Oh, Kratom. K-R-A-T-O-M.
Kratom, yeah, because he loves to work. He's always taken overtime. He's always taking an extra day, because then instead of $30 an hour, he gets $45
an hour. Oh, he's not even taking cream.
Pardon?
Wow.
Yeah.
So why don't I take another commercial break, and then we'll get our two breaks in before we close in a half hour. So we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Get ready for the epic new documentary adventure ride of your life. Shades, the motion picture. A view into the globalist domain and Embellus and Burma's film.
Nothing in this world works the way you think it does. Nothing. Governments do not operate the way you think they do. Banks do not do what you think they do. The police department is not here for what you think it is. Nothing in your world works the way you think it does.
We have to let them know the new world government has been identified, and they thought they just cleared the world economy to bring in a worldwide police state, but instead, it's going to bring them down.
You have to stand up. Speak up. Speak out.
See the motion picture. Order your copy of the DVD today at SheTheMotionPicture.com.
You're an activist. You have a cause and an idea, but you also have lots of questions. You need help. After all, teams have coaches, corporations have consultants, and even politicians have campaign managers. But who do activists turn to? The Solutions Institute. We are a collection of professionals and activists from across the political spectrum. Our goal is to teach, motivate, and put all the necessary tools for activism in your hands without charge. Learn more or submit your project at solutions-institute.org.
Did you know most Americans know nothing or very little about the legal system? I am the Rose Colombo, longtime legal activist, legal coach, legal advocate, and the author of Fight Back Legal Abuse, Irwin Award winner, and also my latest political satire, Obamacare Dinosaurs, Rednecks, and Radicals. A political satire exposing the evil agendas of Obamacare and redistribution of wealth that leaves you with a thought-provoking ending. Will mankind survive, or will the U.S. natural-born citizen become extinct? It's available at Amazon.com. You can also visit my website at www.fightbacklegalabuse.com for more information. So order your copy today and empower yourself with knowledge before injustices come knocking on your back door unexpectedly.
Call in our live number at 319-527-6208. That's 319-527-6208. Press 1 to participate on the air.
Need a reason to stay up on Thursday night? Late Night Across America with Michael and Debbie is the new show of returning veteran internet hosts Michael J. Weber and Debbie Lewis. Late Night Across America with Michael and Debbie will cover as many topics as they can in pursuit of knowledge. It's the only way to make informed decisions. It'll be worth staying up for. So join us from 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. Central, every Thursday night on Freedomizer Radio.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative, weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Hi, everyone. Here's a sponsor that you can help save yourself some money and find new places to check out. Save Around is a very popular coupon book throughout most major U.S. cities. With Save Around, you get buy one, get one free restaurants, discounts on many department stores, car rentals, flowers, etc. With Save Around, you not only fund our network, you help fund your family and save yourself some money while eating out. I have a family of four. A decent meal is upwards of $60 for us. And if I could save $10 to $15 while taking out the family, I am very happy. You can view these books in your area before buying. Please check out freedomizerradio.com and our barefooteslegal.org website for the link. Check out the new book, click on your city, and in a few days, you will be saving yourself some cash with your new Save Around book.
So we're back, and one thing about all these wonderful herbs that help us all, there's always the fear that somebody's going to come along and try to outlaw it. So I've pulled up some articles here on Codex Alimentarius Rumors, it says, and this is the same FAO, World Health Organization website, but they're claiming that, it's a rumor, we're not going to ban your stuff, and will the Codex make all nutritional supplements only available by prescription? Will Codex ban all supplements and make vitamins illegal the same way heroin is illegal? Well, it doesn't have to be that illegal, but it's just enough to get people to try to obey. Will all natural herbs and alternative remedies be banned by the Codex to expand it? These are some of the many unfounded rumors about Codex that can be found on the Internet. The guidelines for vitamin and mineral food supplements CAC/GL55-2005, adopted in 2005, do not contain provisions for the prescription or prohibition of any nutrient supplements. They do not deal with natural herbs and remedies at all. Well, you know, I had friends in Germany who were telling me they couldn't get vitamin D more than 400 international units at a time without a prescription from their doctor. So, I wonder why now they're claiming that wouldn't do that. Is it true that the Codex was created by a former war criminal to control the world food supply? No, it is a false claim. You just need to type the words Codex Alimentarius in any search engine, and you will find lots and lots of these rumors about the Codex. Usually the people spreading them will give no proof, but will ask you to send donations or to sign petitions against Codex. Truthful information about Codex is found on the Internet under CodexAlimentarius.net. There is nothing to hide from our side. We are a public institution working in public for the public. That's what they say about vaccines. That's why we're so burned and jaded. We are happy if people want to know more about our work and ask questions. There is an official Codex contact point in each member country who will be pleased to answer your questions. Why are there so many rumors on the Internet? Where do they come from? These rumors started some years back when one of the Codex committees began work on guidelines for vitamins and mineral supplements. They appear to be linked to advocacy groups who wrongly believe the codex is a threat to freedom of choice, especially concerning vitamins and mineral supplements. These rumors are self-reproducing through chain email messages and other low-cost means of communication. Well, you know what? Why do we need them at all? Why are they here at all? If they're not doing anything nefarious about controlling your life, why do they even exist? I don't know. So are you still there, Ed?
Yes, listening diligently to you here. I went to Snopes, and Snopes on Oleander was trying to figure out if it's poisonous or not.
I have caught Snopes red-handed in lies that I knew were lies. So
yes, but
whatever you
this particular
say about Snopes, I'm going to have trouble with it.
Well, they diligently went back from 1999 to 1850 to 1809 at stories having to do with Oleander. So during 1809, when the French troops were outside Madrid, one of the soldiers went marauding, and they brought back some kind of roast or some kind of meat or whatever. So one soldier had the unfortunate idea of cutting the branches of the oleander for spits and skewers for the meat that they were roasting. So they put this meat on
that was a
spits and skewers made from oleander wood. Okay. And it's very common in Spain, where it attains considerable dimensions. So it says this was productive of the most direful consequences. For of 12 soldiers who ate of the roast, 7 of them died, and the other 5 were dangerously ill. So this goes back to 1809. And you'd think that people would, not be propagating that wood. I mean, that could be something that somebody would do, is to strip wood from the oleander and put in a fire. Probably breathing the smoke would be pretty bad, too. What if somebody had oleander wood that they put
the story
in
about
a fireplace?
Who knows?
But so they could not prove that it was a hoax. They could not prove that it was a hoax that oleander was poisonous, you know. They show a nice picture, too.
Of oleander.
The ingestion of as little as a single leaf is enough to kill a child. So even Snopes is admitting that oleander is dangerous. But anyway.
Yeah, I'm finding some articles claiming the codex is very dangerous, but I can't find a date on it. So I don't know what the current
meant. Anybody listening like me that doesn't know what it means, what are you saying when you say codex?
The Codex Alimentarius. Yeah, it's a UN thing on how to. They want to standardize all food and herbs and supplements and all that kind of stuff. And why do we need?
Sure.
I mean, we've got the EPA. Why do we need these people?
Some kind of socialist thing, I guess. Yeah, terrible.
I don't know. No Codex Genocide. This is. No CodexGenocide.com, but there's no date on this. International Advocates for Health Freedom. Defend the DSEA by defending America from its planned destruction. Defend health freedom globally by opposing globalization. International Advocates for Health Freedom was the first to call the Codex International threat to health freedom in 1996 via an article by John C. Hamill in Life Extension magazine. Our original website has been archived. Well, it goes on and on.
Suzanne, what would the Donald Trump administration do about this codex or about the AMA or the CDC or whatever it's going to take?
Well, it's really part of the TPP. I'm looking.
I just wonder what Trump and his administration could do to make this. Make herbs and plants more accessible to people and not be, you know, super regulated. Because after all, they're only herbs. They're natural herbs. There's in the Bible. In the Bible, it says somewhere. It says that there's an herb for every, you know, something like an herb for everything under the sun. You know.
Well, here's Natural News. They have an article, and this is June of last year. As soon as it comes up, where did it go? I hit open and it didn't open. It's the Obama secret TPP scheme will criminalize saving seeds and will push biotech patent monopolies. And he mentions the codex in this article. The hidden details of a treasonous new trade agreement currently being negotiated between U.S. and 11 other countries in secret continue to be leaked, pointing to the further erosion of national food sovereignty under the sinister plan. The so-called Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, threatens to eliminate the freedom of farmers to save seeds while forcing signatory nations to allow multinational biotechnical companies to patent whole plants as intellectual property. Despite continued efforts by the Obama administration to conceal this stealth agricultural takeover, now I believe WikiLeaks has leaked the whole text of it, of the TPP, the provisions of TPP continue to make headlines, at least across the alternative media spectrum, as part of the infamous Codex Alimentarius scam to, quote, harmonize, unquote, international trade laws to accommodate corporate interests. TPP's implementation will lead to the further unraveling of national sovereignty, forcing member nations into an international tribunal set up where corporations essentially call all the shots. And this is this thing about harmonizing our health agencies. That's all part of that presidential executive order that he signed a couple weeks ago. It goes on, as America races toward her date with destiny, there is yet another, quote, fundamentally transforming, unquote, event coming her way. And that event is known as the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, writes Dave Hodges for the Common Sense Show. The TPP is a plot designed to hand over control of the world's governments to private corporate interests, and it is all being done in secret. Even Congress is not allowed to examine the TPP provisions. Yeah, you got to pass it to find out what's in it. And this is written June of 2015. Now, this is right around the Trump, around the time Trump announced his candidacy. But it goes on, and so, you know, Obama has been, you know, dropping trial balloons here and there about ramming through the TPP while he's still in office. But the signal is pretty clear from people to the representatives, you better not ram this through. So he thinks he's going to, now that Congress is not going to cooperate with him and ratify it, I should say Senate, and ratify it, now he thinks he's going to implement it piecemeal, piece by piece, as executive orders. And, you know, I don't know why he thinks he's going to get away with this stuff. I don't know. So the article goes on. One major aim of TPP is to punish countries that attempt to mandate the labeling of genetically modified organisms, GMOs, or ban them outright. Key provisions in the international decree would allow corporations like Monsanto to actually sue governments for trying to protect their people against GMOs, all in the name of fostering, quote-unquote, free trade. Well, it's not just free trade, it's also people's health. Farmers would also be prohibited from saving seeds under the plan as countries are forcibly grafted into a regulatory paradigm governed by patent monopolies. Although not every country attempting the TPP meetings is on board with all its agenda, the stated goal is to force all negotiating parties to make patents on plants available, as well as to protect plant varieties under the 1991 Protection of New Varieties of Plants Act. I know there's patented roses and things out there. The TPP will eliminate all nation states as the ruling authority and will be supplanted by corporate authority as Hodges. This will be made possible because of an obscure provision of the TPP known as the Investor State Dispute Settlement, ISDS. ISDS allows corporations to sue governments for any government action at any level, including local government level, which hinders a corporation's future profits. Literally, Monsanto could provably be poisoning the entire population of a nation, and the nation could do nothing, which might result in the loss of profits to Monsanto. Guy, I know he's got his lawyers and he's got his scientists to examine all this stuff. And Obama's not going to get away with implementing it by executive order. He's just not going to get away with it. You know?
So, not for long.
No. So I know a lot of countries, along with the Paris Agreement, they rammed through ratifying it in a lot of other countries, thinking they're going to try to tie Trump's hands, but it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. We've fought wars before for the right to rule ourselves. And we're going to we'll shake some sabers at them. That's for sure. Anyway, so maybe I get bogged down in the legalities. You know, I have some favorite herb stories. Just garlic. Garlic. Yeah, well, just, you know, anytime I've felt a cold coming on or flu, only one flu did it not work because I was actually too sick to go buy the garlic. So it got too entrenched in my system for me to get over it. But, you know, if I feel something coming on and I have garlic in the house, you know, nice fresh garlic, I can knock it out pretty quickly. And so that's like my favorite thing. So, you know, it, of course, I'm not a doctor. You have to ask your doctor for permission to eat garlic because I said it's, it helps me get over things. So now it's a drug. It's not a food anymore. I'm just laughing.
You got to laugh at the idea of garlic being a drug. It's just, just a crazy idea.
Yeah.
Is dillweed a drug? Are pickles a drug? You know. Well, if the government wants control of everything, then they'll make them all into controlled substances. You know.
Yeah, you'll need a prescription to
eat
your dinner.
We won't be able to have carrots, you know. Hey, carrots have an effect. They have a lot of vitamin A and everything. Maybe one day carrots will be a drug, you know. Scary stuff.
Well, they're only a drug if you say they help you with something. If you just eat them for the fun of eating them. Really?
Funny. Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
If you say you're taking a medication, if you say it helps heal or it heals or something. It's poison.
Yeah, here, I'll look up regulation of walnuts. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah, walnuts. They're regulating cashews and walnuts this week, yes. That's terrible. Hey,
yeah, regulation.
You know, I was mentioning Future Biotics product, Pressure Low, that my friend was using. Nutritionally supports healthy cardiovascular function. And what it has, it has COQ10 in it. It has a lot of vitamins and minerals I'm not even going to mention, but I'm noticing here that it has calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, well, those are minerals, selenium, manganese, chromium, chloride, potassium. But then it has garlic bulb, hawthorn berry extract, can't make that one out. Horsetail herb extract, juniper berry. I read somewhere that juniper berry is very good. Lots of benefits to that.
There's different types of juniper out there. You've got to be careful.
Yeah. So it has valerian root, which is kind of a relaxant, and cayenne root. And, you know, cayenne kind of amplifies or accelerates, in my experience, other herbs or things. Like, you can take a glass of lemon juice, and it's just a glass of lemon juice with some vitamins in it. But if you add a tiny, tiny smidgen of cayenne pepper to it, you know, also known as capsicum, then it kind of just accelerates it and turns it into a detox kind of thing. Well, I know that's a little, you know, some people don't believe in detoxification through drinks or herbs or something, but I sure do. I was on cayenne and lemon juice and distilled water diet once for 11 days. It was a fast, they call it protein sparing fast. And I felt so great after 11 days on that thing. I had a ton of energy. I was walking 2 miles on the 11th day of having nothing but lemon juice and cayenne distilled water and a little squirt of maple syrup to give it some minerals or something. So I believe in this stuff. I really have used this stuff, and this kind of thing really works. So this particular Pressure Low, it ends up having a good effect on the cardiovascular system and brings down the blood pressure at the same time. So
don't say walnuts. I just Googled up regulation of walnuts. You know, because I wanted to see, because I knew I had heard the story. So here it is, Snopes, the lying. I know they lie. Here, false. FDA classifies walnuts as drugs. So I won't even read it because it's from Snopes. Somebody's payroll.
Are you? You're not kidding,
they're claiming it's false. The Snopes claims it's false, that the FDA did not classify walnuts as drugs. But here we have LifeExtension.com. FDA says walnuts are drugs, and they cite the case where the FDA sent a letter. So it says Life Extension has published 57 articles that describe the health benefits of walnuts. Some of this same scientific data was featured on the website of Diamond Foods, Inc., a distributor of packaged walnuts. Last year, the FDA determined, this was written in 2011, so this incident happened in 2010, which isn't all that long ago, really. Last year, the FDA determined that walnuts sold by Diamond Foods cannot be legally marketed because the walnuts, quote, are not generally recognized as safe and effective, unquote, for the medical conditions referenced on Diamond. Right, for the medical conditions referenced on Diamond Foods' website. According to the FDA, these walnuts were classified as drugs, quote-unquote, and the, quote, unauthorized health claims, unquote, caused them to become misbranded, quote-unquote, thus subjecting them to the government seizure or injunction, quote-unquote. Diamond Foods capitulated and removed statements about the health benefits of walnuts from its website. Let's take a look at the science supporting the consumption of walnuts to see what the FDA censored and what you can do to stop it in the future. Eating walnuts cuts heart disease risk. Ingesting nuts used to be considered unhealthy because of their high fat content. This misconception has changed over the past 18 years as human studies have revealed sharply reduced incidence of heart disease in those who consume walnuts. Unlike some nuts, walnuts provide a unique blend of polyunsaturated fatty acids, including omega-3s, along with nutrients like gamma-tocopherol that have demonstrated heart health benefits. The March 4th, 1993 issue of New England Journal of Medicine published the first clinical study showing significant reductions in dangerous LDL cholesterol and improvement in the lipoprotein profile in response to moderate consumption of walnuts. Later studies revealed that walnuts improve endothelial functions in ways that are independent of cholesterol reduction. One study, and it goes on with more of these studies. As most Life Extension members are aware, the underlying cause of atherosclerosis is progressive endothelial dysfunction. Walnuts contain a variety of nutrients. It goes on. And then I have this big headline, FDA ignores the science. Then they have an excerpt from the FDA letter. Based on our review, we have concluded that your walnut products are in violation of the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, the Act, and the applicable regulations in Title, Code of Federal Regulations, 21 CFR. Based on claims made in your firm's website, we have determined that your walnut products are promoted for conditions that cause them to be drugs because these products are intended for you in the prevention, mitigation, and treatment of disease. Because of these intended use, your walnut products are drugs within the meaning of Section 201G1B of the Act 21 U.S.C. 321. Your walnut products are also new drugs under Section 201P of the Act because they are not generally recognized as safe and effective for the above reference conditions. Therefore, under Section 505A of the Act, they may not be legally marketed with the above claims in the United States without an approved new drug application. So, right away, because this is actual quote from the FDA letter that Snopes could have found. We know that Snopes is intentionally lying. And I caught them in one article where they actually linked to the document proving what they said was a lie. They're proving the truth of what they were saying was a lie in the same article. And but what they do is when they're going to lie in your face like that, they write a very long, convoluted article that they hope you won't get to the bottom of. And they think that just by wearing you down, you can say, well, they said it, so you know, I'm just going to read as far as the red dot that says false on it. You know,
you lost me there. So Snopes says what about walnuts?
Nope.
Was it Snopes?
Oh, Snopes says the FDA did not classify walnuts as a drug. Did not try to ban walnuts as a drug. And they did. Here's a quote from the letter. It's on the LifeExtension.com website.
Yeah.
So it goes on. But the FDA allows potato chips to be advertised as heart healthy. Now, why does the FDA allow potato chips to be advertised as heart healthy. This is a very interesting article at Life.
They allowed potato chips to be advertised as heart healthy? That's insane.
Yeah, the FDA obviously does not, I'm reading now, wants the public to discover that that they can reduce their risk of age-related disease by consuming healthy foods. They prefer consumers only learn about mass-produced garbage foods that shorten lifespan by increasing degenerative disease risk. They have the big headline, FDA allows potato chips to be advertised as heart-healthy. Frito-Lay is a subsidiary of PepsiCo, Inc., makers of Pepsi-Cola. Frito-Lay sells $12 billion a year of products that include Lay's potato chips, Doritos, Tostitos, Cheetos, Fritos. You might not associate these locally fried snack foods as being good for you, but the FDA has no problem allowing Frito-Lay website to state the following. I had better find my phone charger. Let me take one more break here. My phone is beeping at me. I'm going to take a quick break and plug in. So give me just a moment here.
Or you can let me keep talking.
Hello, Freedomizers. Joanne Moretti here, inviting you to join my great co-host Scott Ferrarello and myself, as well as our many correspondents and colleagues. Every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's noon Pacific. Zone 13, the best fast-paced news, current events, and investigative report show on the web. We bring you the news the mainstream media won't. Please find us at freedomizerradio.com, where you can listen and chat. Again, please join us for Zone 13, Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific. Hope to see you there, Freedomizers.
Scared myself good there. I ran and grabbed the charger. So I can't have my phone hanging up before we're done with the show here. So that Zone 13 is a great show that Joanne Moretti, she has got a great Facebook group called Moretti Underground. So if you want to warm up on things that they're discussing on their show, which immediately precedes Mad Scientists that exposed at, what time did they come on then? That's 3 p.m. California time or 6 p.m. Eastern time. That's the Zone 13 show with Joanne Moretti. Anyway, so it's just kind of interesting, this story about the walnuts. And man, if I could bash Snopes all day long up and down, I would. But I don't want to give them that much airtime. People just don't ever think of Snopes as truth tellers because they're not. They're somebody's paid shills. Yeah, just because they're lying in your face, and you can prove it to you. What? Yes.
Suzanne, when I was a little kid, we lived in the orchard in Santa Clara, California. There was a big walnut tree at the end of the driveway, and we always scooped up all the walnuts. We never ran out of walnuts. There was walnuts there forever. And the three people in the family, nobody ever got – well, actually, my brother was there too. Nobody ever got sick, you know. We were just eating walnuts all the time. So here it says walnuts at a glance. If you have one quarter cup of walnuts provides more than 100% daily recommended vitamin omega-3 fats, along with high amounts of copper, manganese, molybdenum, biotin. Walnuts help reduce not only the risk of prostate cancer, but breast cancer as well. They contain amino acids, which offer multiple vascular benefits to people with heart disease, et cetera. There's like all kinds of unique and powerful antioxidants. They improve sperm quality, help with weight control, and offer support for brain health and type 2 diabetes. And nobody in the family had diabetes or bad brain health or a weight problem. So really, walnuts must be fantastic. And,
you can get walnut butter, like peanut butter. You can get walnut butter. There's recipes to make your own walnut butter. Yeah. And, wow. There's all kinds of things, if anything that ails you, Google up a nutrient to solve it. Google needs some bashing for trying to censor political talk. But one thing, you can get it to tell you, if you hear something, a weird ailment, you can say, which vaccine causes blah, 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 and you'll get which vaccines cause blah, 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 all these horrible things out there. And you can, by worrying your searches right, you can get, which nutrient What's the nutrient solution for, nutrient cure for this, that, and the other thing? And you can get a list of stuff. You know, so Google is useful in some ways if you frame your question carefully. And we are running out of time here. I can't believe it. You know, every week, you know, it's the time just flies really fast. But
yep,
I need to get out of the way here for
stuff.
The... Yeah, so, but I, you know, people, please call next week. Get the guest call in. Write this down. Put it in your speed dial, 319-527-6208, to call in and participate in the show. Dial 1 after that if you want to participate, or you can just dial that number to listen in. And I have to get out of the way of the Proof Negative show coming on after me. So everybody have a great week and happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for listening.